which we got on the other side now. What I was saying, just as we run out of tape over there, Mom had drank some tea. I think it was a little too sweet or something, and it is making her vomit. She's not feeling real good, so I don't know if she'll talk this evening, but she'll probably feel like talking maybe in a little while or in the morning. We want to get the tape ready to send to you as soon as we can. So I'm not going to keep on talking and use up all the tape. We'll save some for her. Becky said just a minute ago she wanted to say something else as soon as she thought it up. So I'm going to see if she's thinking up what she's going to say to you. So if I don't get no more on the tape, why, bye for this time. And take care of yourself and be good and write us as often as you can, because we always be proud to hear from you. You don't know what it means. Here's Becky. I think she's thought up what she wanted to say.
Rich, we're going to, not tomorrow, but I think the next day, we're going to take a markup to Ricky's. He's going to stay 2 or 3 days, and then he's going to come back on a bus by himself from Slayton. Bye, Rich.
Well, Rich, this is still Thursday night, and I'm feeling a little bit better. I had legs hurting all day today, and then I made that tea this afternoon, and it was pretty strong, and I got it too sweet, and it just made me sick. But wish I could tell you I was feeling like a million, but I'm not. But I know one thing that'd make me feel a lot better if I could just hear from you every once in a while. Dee called last night to thank me for the picture that I had sent her, that one of those 5x7s of your graduation. And she said that when we made another tape, to be sure and tell you that she was concerned about you too, and that she's wanting to hear from you as much as she could, that about tomorrow would be about 2 weeks since she'd heard from you. And of course we haven't heard from you except through her and Jim since the 8th of June was the last day that you wrote us. When we went home this last weekend, I went by the credit union to make a payment on the pickup, and I asked Miss Underdown in there if they had gotten any money from you, and she looked and checked your record, and sure enough they had. So I had that posted on your book. I suppose you just sent money once, because that was what they had, the amount you had told me here a while back you was going to send per month. And I would like to know if you've gotten our tapes and if you got your package with your TWs and your flower seeds. And I sent some sunflower seeds and some booklets for you to read or to let some of the boys read, and still don't know whether you've gotten them or not. And that's been 3 weeks, I guess, at least. And Dee said she didn't know whether you'd gotten the things she sent you or not, but she guessed you had sent her the money for them, and so that's the only way she knew whether or not you had received the package from her or not. I know that you must be kept pretty busy most of the time, and knowing you, if you've got a job to do, you're giving it all you've got, just like I've always taught you to. But if you could find time just to drop me a card, and like Dee said, just sign it, why, it would make us feel better and let us know how you really are, because the not knowing is worse than knowing, I think. You know how Jim did me here a while back. And if you could just let us hear from you. Or write her if you don't want to write me, and she'll let me hear from you. I think that I'm going to hush for now. I just can't think very straight and just don't feel very good. But you take care of yourself, and always remember that no matter what, that we're all thinking of you and praying for your safety and want you home just as soon as possible, and that we do hope you won't sign up for any extra time over there, because you will have done your part when you have spent the 12 or 13 months, which is your allotted time over there. Ms. Lee's Stephen is home right now for about 25 or 30 days, but the little goose has signed up for 6 more months of duty, so I know she's glad he's home, and then, too, she's sad about him going back. She told me here a while back that it had been 2 months at one time since she'd heard from him, but come to find out that he had been writing, but the letters just weren't coming through. So I'm hoping that you have written us, and that one of these days the mailbox will be full. That's what we look forward to every day, is getting mail from you. And of course, we heard from Jim today, like Daddy said, and Nita yesterday. So if you just let us hear from you, then we'd know about all of you. Of course, Sis is having a time of her life. I told her before she went over there that she'd probably learn a lot on this trip, and she said in her letter that she had said she'd talk to me later. So I don't know just what that means, but anyway, it'll probably be an education in itself for her. She needs to be with girls her own age, and she and Becky seem to get along real well. She has been wondering what nickname she'd call Becky. Becky has dubbed her as Dum Dum, and so I told her, I said, well, you can call her Ditto. So that's how they greeted each other whenever I took her over there when we were home last. There's a fourth of July. And when Becky said, hi, Dum Dum, and Nita grinned at her and said, well, hello there, Ditto, Becky just grinned. So I suppose if they'll get along fine, they may fight before the 2 weeks is up, but I guess that'll be good, too. But according to her letter, they just getting along just fine. She's just having a time of her life, and I think it's good for her to get away from me for a while, her and me too. Of course, I miss her, but she'll be back pretty soon, I guess. Well, I think I'll lay back down and see if I can't get to doing a little bit better. May talk some more in the morning if this tape's not all gone, and if I don't, why, good night for now, and remember, you're my young'un. Well, good morning, Rich. This is Friday morning, the 11th of July, 69, and I'm feeling a whole lot better this morning. There just comes a time every once in a while that I have to stay off my feet a day or two, and I had took some stuff to try to relax me, and made that strong tea and got it to sweeten and drank it yesterday, and oh boy, I was one sick gal there last night, but feeling pretty good this morning, sort of weak, but I'm going to try to get the house cleaned up and get my ironing started. Let Mark help me with that. He's out mowing the yard now. He's really working, trying to work up this trip, be sure that his daddy will take him. to Slayton tomorrow. He wants to go spend some time with Ricky Travis, and I guess we'll try to take him. Probably go in your car. Like I told you before, it's here in the yard now because Sis couldn't drive a whole lot. At least we wouldn't let her. She could drive, but we wouldn't let her. And having the air conditioner on the Cadillac, we've been using it. So we've put your car and Jim's car here in the yard, and in moving it around to mow under it and around it, someone left the key turned the wrong way and the battery went down. So I think we'll go in it up to Slayton tomorrow so we can charge the battery back up and just get the kinks out of it and let it know that we still love it and so on and so forth, you know.
Hi, Rich. How you doing? Just about everybody else is taking up all the news, but maybe I can say something. You know that dog we had? Well, you didn't see it, but we had a dog. He was about 6 months old, and he got car sick every time we had to take him home or anything, so we swapped him for this little dog, and we named him Teddy after that dog we had a long time ago. Becky's already told you, but this is Friday morning, and Becky's already told you last night that about me going to Slayton, and they're going to take me up there tomorrow, and I'm going to stay Saturday evening, Saturday night, and Sunday night, Monday night, Tuesday night. And I'll catch the bus sometime Wednesday to come home. That puppy we got wakes me up every morning about 6:30, and I got up. He woke me up this morning, so I got up, and I went ahead and mowed the yard this morning, and it's now 8:40. Things have been kind of dull around here. I waited too late to start play baseball, and I was, you know, this summer we were just moving in the trailer, and I just really didn't have time. It's too late, and I don't do anything except help Mother and mow the grass like I did this morning. And she takes me swimming every 2 or 3 weeks. Well, she takes me just about once every 2 weeks, I guess. When I go to Slayton, I'll probably get to go swimming just about every day because, you know, up there they live right across from the swimming pool and everything. Mother said something a while ago. I was listening to what she said, and it said something about it. The car, the battery on your car had gone down, and said somebody left the key on, moving it around. That somebody was me. Daddy had it down on a low level on the first kind of a terrace deal, and so he told me to move it up. Well, I just moved it up there, and I just turned it all the way over to the left because I'm used to the pickup, and, you know, I'm used to driving the pickup, and I just turned it all the way over, but that's not how your car works. And so the battery was dead. I went out there to move it. Stayed like that about a week, and I went out there to move it, and it just wouldn't do nothing. And then after that, it worked, and I moved it around several times here in the yard, washing it and vacuuming it and everything, but then we just put it right over there, and it just sat up for about 2 weeks without getting cranked. And so the battery was down again yesterday. Me and Daddy got it charged, and we got in it, and we went and got the dogs with the gas. We went riding down south of here, thought we'd charge it up, and we'd go to Slayton in it tomorrow, and maybe that'll charge that battery up, because it picked up real good the first time, but it sat around here. The other day, well, I think it was yesterday, I went out and started, you know, the Cadillac's been sitting up too since Nita hadn't been around here, because we only use it when she is here and we're going a long trip because she, you know, needs the air conditioner. Well, anyway, I went out there and I was going to crank the Cadillac because we've been sitting up nearly a week. Me and Mama had sewed these 3 quilts together and, you know, put it over it and tied it in the front and back. We'll keep some of the dust off of it because we're right here on the dirt road. And I was going to go out there and no crank it, but the last person that drove it left the air conditioner on. So it took me a while to get it cranked because, you know, it wouldn't crank with the air conditioner on, but it finally cranked with the air conditioner on, and I let it sit and run about 10 minutes, I guess, and it seems to be doing pretty good. I don't think there's anything really a matter with the Cadillac. me and Daddy put on a new muffler and we taped the manifold because it was hitting against the frame, and now it used to make an awful noise, but it doesn't anymore. When I get to a better room, I'm going to go ahead and start packing my things and getting them ready, so I know what I'll be taking up there. Well, I think Becky wants to say something to me, so I'll let her talk a little bit now.
And we saw this girl on a bicycle. Her name was Becky Speed. And Mark said, "You know who this pony is?" And she said, "It's theirs. They sure have a junky house."
We're gonna get to go see the Joe tomorrow and have a big time. Mark is gonna get to see Ricky. And Mama's gonna get to see Lou.
Lou was gonna cut my hair.
Becky don't want her to, but Mama said that Lou had just cut a dollar's worth of hair off of Becky.
The little puppy is part collie and German Shepherd, like Wooly was. He's so sweet. He's cute. Love him to death. Mom, Les will take a picture of him and send to you. We went to David's to one of Mark's friends, and David and them gave us some corn, and they had two dogs. One was big and one was little. One was named Chilf and one was named King. They had a big time out there. Gotta go, Rich. Bye.
Well, I guess you've enjoyed a play-by-play, breath-by-breath description of what they've been doing, if you can make any sense out of it. But we thought you'd enjoy hearing them just like they are. Then makes you feel like you're really hearing from the whole family. And they're quite a case sometimes. I think I'll just throw them in the river, but I'd probably jump in after them if I did. But Becky is sitting here on my bed in her little pink and white checkered pajamas with her hair up and a couple of pigtails. And as I told her this morning, I went by her room and kissed her real good this morning because she still smelt good and sweet. But after she gets through playing doggy, oh boy, I don't even want her around me. She said a while ago, said, "Mother, said if you get to feeling bad again today, said, and I stink, said, I'll go take a bath."
Your Excedrin headache number 99, and you hurt me more than I can stand sometimes. Everybody has one fool, and you are mine. Your Excedrin headache number 99. Bound. Your Excedrin headache number 99, and you hurt me more than I can stand sometime. Everybody has one fool, and you are mine. Your Excedrin headache number 99.
Well, good morning, Rich. This is Saturday, July the 12th, and we're trying to get this tape finished and get ready and take Mark up to Slayton. That's how fit go. Of course, he's still in bed right now, but he'll tear up directly, just right ready to go all of a sudden. I need to run to the store and get us some juice, I think, for breakfast. We've all got to where we don't care too much about eating. It's the cotton picking hot. I just had rather not myself. I suppose you enjoyed that concert there, as Mark told you. Who is it? Liz Anderson that sings that. And he said she couldn't be on hand, so he thought he'd just send it on to you. So I hope you enjoyed that. We'll make the grand entry of something sometime somewhere, I suppose, with a voice like that. Yes, Jim's up in Maine at the Windjammer Festival today. I don't know what in the cotton picking that Navy has to do with that, unless they're just flat putting on a show. But Jim says it's just about the festival, him to pieces. He's won every time he turns around.
real monotonous like. I don't know whether it is or not. He sent us some postcards. It was real pretty. One of the ships that was still in use that they'll be using, I think it's called a schooner, kind of an old deal, sailboat I guess it was. Well, I am hoping again that today will be the day whenever I hear from you. And if there is something wrong that you can't write, can't you get someone else to drop me a line and let me know how you are? And like I say, I want to know how you are, not just say I'm fine when you're not, because I'm going to keep right on worrying about you anyway, and your daddy is too. And of course, there's not much we can do about it if everything's not fine, but still, we'll know what we're worrying about then, if that makes any sense. Well, I don't know just how long this tape's going to last, but I think it's just practically gone. So, you take as good care of yourself as you can, and just remember, Firecracker, you got a mom and daddy that wants to hear from you, just like all your friends and everybody else does. If I sound a little bit jealous, well, I am. And we hear from Jim pretty often. Of course, never know just when he'll be taking off somewhere that we can't hear from him. But so far, we've heard from him pretty good, except for that month last year. He declares he wrote me the month of November, but I know he didn't, because I had to pick up the phone and call Becky. Sure enough, she knew all about his ailment, too, just like you did, but I was the last one to know. And you just stop and think, if you couldn't hear from us, and something was wrong with us, and we wouldn't tell you, it wouldn't make you feel very good. So that's the way it is with us. You know, whenever you're trying to fill up a tape, a little thing just goes on and on and on and on. But when you're really enthused about saying something, first thing you know, you're just talking away. If you're not watching that tape, you're just talking into thin air. Then that thing's just spinning around and around. We're still having to experiment with it. So I'll say bye for now.